Welcome to the Vicar Law Podcast, Protecting Legacies, Resolving Conflicts. I'm Lydia Vicar, Director of Vicar Law, where we specialise in succession law, civil disputes and litigation in Queensland. If you want to safeguard your assets, navigate estate planning with confidence, or resolve legal conflicts effectively, you're in the right place. Join me each week as we break down complex legal issues into clear, practical insights, helping you protect your legacy and find solutions with certainty. So let's dive in. Hello and welcome to the Vicar Law Podcast. I am your host, Lydia Vicar, Director of Vicar Law, and here we are, first week of October, crazy, but here we are. And this month in October, I wanted to focus on romantic relationships and your estate planning. So really talking about those romantic, domesticated relationships that many of us are in or have been in previously and how that relates to your estate planning. So this first week, we're going to talk about getting married. And I'm talking about marriage in the sense of getting married, having a marriage certificate as opposed to a de facto relationship or a civil partnership. So really about getting married and what happens to your estate plan. So this one is a fact that people are very surprised when I tell them, is that when you get married, any will you had previously done is automatically revoked. So if you had a will done, it is automatically revoked. You don't have to do anything. It's just literally the act of getting married, legally married, means that your previous will is automatically revoked. And really, many people don't know that. You know, a DIY will's not going to tell you that. A online will kit's not going to tell you that. A piece of paper's not going to tell you that. So that's why it's important when you are about to get married or you're getting married to see a solicitor about your estate plan so you're getting the proper advice. So some people come to me and they're in that stage of their life where they're getting married in a month or so. And they say to me, well, we're going to get married soon. Should we do our estate plan now or should we wait? Now, my view is if you never have had a will, you should get it done straight away. Okay. I don't care what phase of life you're in. I don't care if you're getting married a month or you're about to get, you need a will, people. Okay. And I think I've canvassed this many, many times in my podcast. But sometimes people will come to me, you know, just before they get married, and we can do a contemplation of marriage clause. So saying that the will is being made in contemplation of your marriage, which kind of overcomes that hurdle. But as I said, lots of people come to me post-marriage, not realizing that their previous wills are actually revoked. Now, I think the reason that that is done is because once you have a spouse, they really become the highest priority in terms of administering your estate and also in terms of what is received. So when I say that, I'm talking about if you were to die intestate. So if you were to die without a will, you die intestate and your spouse has the highest priority to apply to administer your estate. But under the laws of intestacy, they also have the highest claim essentially of your estate. So if you're married and you don't have any children, everything does go to your spouse. That's how it works. And so I think that's probably the reason why. And I haven't had the need to research this, but logically it makes sense that that is probably the reason why, because the spouse really becomes, you know, oh my God, I sound kind of old school here, but I guess it's the process of becoming one, right? When you get married, you're in a marriage and you're like one new married entity. So that, I think that's really the reason why the wills are automatically revoked. So I definitely recommend coming, getting your wills done. It's also a great time to look at any property. So you may have purchased property prior to getting married. Maybe, you know, it's in a different name, your maiden name as opposed to your married name. It may be that the property is in the name of one person and you want that to be changed. A spouse can go on the title in Queensland as a stamp duty exemption transaction if you go on as a joint tenants. So there's a lot to look at. It's also a nice way to consolidate your life and really get prepared. And I think that it's important as well, you know, if there's certain things that you'd like to happen after, you know, if you were to both die in terms of distributions to your family, the only way to get that properly recorded is really by your will. So if you get married, 100% get your will done. I know that my husband and I got ours done very shortly after we got married and before we went on our honeymoon, just to really solidify it, make sure we had something in there, and also really dictated what happens if we both were to pass away, because we had different assets coming into the marriage and we wanted those to be reflected back into our respective families, you know. And I'd also want to say that when you get married and you have a view that you do want to have children, as I say to people, you know, that come to me with minor children, and I've said in a lot of my podcasts prior, when you have children, obviously that's a great reason to update your will, but you should really be expecting to updating your will every couple of years when you have children, because they're minors. I mean, they change, the guardians that you choose may change. So it's really important that you are aware that a will is not a one-time thing. And I think lots of people come to me thinking that it is, but it really isn't. It really needs to be a live document that adapts to your lifestyle and what's happening in your life. So just a relatively short one today, just to kick off our romantic October. I probably should have done these podcasts in February, but I'm also going to talk about what happens when you separate from your spouse. So maybe not a, you know, a February Valentine's month kind of podcast, but that's for marriage. So next week we're going to talk about de facto relationships, which is super interesting. And not that things are a little bit different, but there's just different considerations with de factos, and we will discuss that next week. In the meantime, if anything on this podcast you're like, wow, I didn't know that. Oh God, my will's now revoked. I need a new one. Hop on my website, www.vicarlaw.com.au. Let's get it sorted for you. So thanks again for tuning in. I hope you have a wonderful week, and I will speak to you next time. Bye-bye. That's a wrap for this episode of the Vicar Law Podcast, Protecting Legacies, Resolving Conflicts. I hope you found today's insights helpful in navigating your legal journey. If you're ready to take the next step in securing your legacy or finally dealing with your dispute, visit www.vicarlaw.com.au to book a free consultation with me, Lydia Vicar. You can also subscribe to our newsletter or find out more about today's topic. Your future begins now, and we're here to guide you every step of the way. Until next time, I'm Lydia Vicar, signing off. The Vicar Podcast comprises general information and does not serve as a substitute for professional advice. Prior to making any legal decisions, individuals are advised to seek independent professional guidance and assess the suitability of this information for their own individual goals and objectives.